Conference Cast, the official podcast of IABC's 2007 International Conference, to be held June 24 through 27 in New Orleans, Louisiana. Conference Cast features interviews with speakers, panelists, organizers, members, and others participating in this year's conference. For more information on the 2007 conference, visit www.iabc.com. And now, here's your host for Conference Cast.
Hi everyone, this is Neville Hobson. So you're planning to come to New Orleans to the IABC International Conference on June 24th to 27th, 2007. What's it actually like in the city? We all know what happened in 2005 with Hurricane Katrina that devastated New Orleans and indeed much of that part of the United States. What's it actually like today, nearly 2 years on from that event? What can you expect as a conference attendee? In this conference cast, we'll be hearing from John Devaney, an award-winning communicator based in New Orleans who has some passionate views about New Orleans and talks to us about what we can actually expect once we're there. I started out our conversation by asking John to talk a little bit about his own background and then tell us what it's like in New Orleans today.
I'm originally from South Florida, but I have lived here in New Orleans for almost 24 years. And my relationship with IABC started right here in New Orleans with the New Orleans chapter. And actually, one of the first things I did with the chapter was I participated and was one of the volunteers hosting the international conference that was here in 88 or 89. And so it was a wonderful introduction because not only was I exposed to the New Orleans chapter and the leadership here in New Orleans at the time, but also having the international conference gives you such a glimpse of what the true reach and strength of IABC is, that it's truly a global network of colleagues in the very most collaborative and generous sense of the word.
Thinking then about the upcoming conference in New Orleans at the end of June, with your knowledge, your experience, your involvement, indeed your immersion into the environment there in New Orleans, and indeed the events of 2005 with Hurricane Katrina, what can you talk through, John, in terms of, you know, New Orleans today?
Well, you know, the good news is that people should look forward to an outstanding conference. I mean, IABC delivers that consistently every year. But in addition to that, they have the opportunity to really experience New Orleans and the new New Orleans that's being developed. New Orleans and Louisiana as a whole is definitely open for business. We have more than 1,500 restaurants, world-class cuisine that we're known for, waiting to delight and tantalize conference attendees. For people that don't just march on their stomachs, we have some of the best music available around the world. In fact, just this past year, there were 8 Grammy nominees and winners just from the New Orleans area. We just had one of our most successful jazz fests. In fact, despite the reduced size of the city, our jazz fest attendees is the largest we've had since 2003. So clearly the music and cultural scene of Louisiana is not just open, but back and running. For people that like the outdoors, the Audubon Golf Trails are outstanding courses, a series of them. But we also have parks and bayous and some of the most beautiful vistas outdoors, which is why Louisiana is nicknamed the sportsman's paradise. And for the cultural scene, we have the New Orleans Museum of Art, as well as outstanding galleries throughout the French Quarter and city, like Angela King, representing international artists, as well as some of the local and Louisiana artists that are so well thought of.
Give us a bit of insight. What's it actually like in New Orleans? I mean, you've mentioned all those things that people can do, and they'll see similar things when they read the tourist brochures. But can you talk a little bit about what's it really like in New Orleans today?
Well, you know, it's a tale of two cities. There are still vast areas where the destruction has not been repaired. But the core of the city itself, in fact, the city has 13 historic districts, and 12 of those historic districts were relatively untouched. So it's interesting. I think conference attendees that come and experience and go to the Garden District and go uptown or go to the Faubourg Marigny or the French Quarter are going to see a city that, if they've been here before, they're going to recognize it. And in fact, the feedback we've gotten so far has been that there have even been improvements on the city. Certainly the level of hospitality, I think people are recognizing a little greater. And I think that's because the people in New Orleans and Louisiana are so very appreciative. Appreciative first off because when Katrina struck and we faced such unprecedented cataclysm here. The generosity of the human spirit was truly overwhelming. I know that just from a personal perspective, the offers of support, of prayers and assistance that came from people around the globe, and certainly that's when that IABC connection and that IABC network that I referenced earlier was so important. So the people of Louisiana who have gone through this tragedy are truly appreciative of that. The second thing is the driving force of our economy is travel and tourism. So people will be greeted not just by the same level of courtesy and hospitality that we've become world famous, but also a greater sense of appreciation. Conference attendees are going to come back and they're going to have a chance to see history. Now, New Orleans has always been one of America's most historic cities because of its tradition and history and its connection to France and Spain and other cultures around the world. But instead of people coming to New Orleans to see the history that we are proud of that happened over the last few centuries, there's also history that's happening today. And in fact, not just seeing the devastation or the rebuilding process, conference attendees that are coming back are actually making history. By them coming back and visiting our restaurants or supporting our artists, they're actually part of the rebirth. They're actually making history. And I'll tell you, I can't think of a more enjoyable way to make history than to come down, have a great meal, listen to some wonderful music, and check in on how New Orleans and Louisiana is going through its rebirth.
Could you, John, concisely summarize, let's say, what's in store for conference attendees when they arrive in New Orleans for the international conference? What are they overall going to experience at the conference?
Well, you know, just looking at the conference program, we can see that conference attendees should really buckle up and be ready for some of the best professional development available. Looking through the program, I'm impressed and excited, not just about the caliber of speakers, but also the variety of topics. They're covering things that are important to each of us as we serve our organizations, our causes, or our clients every day. Now, I don't want to compete with the IABC curriculum because that would be a tough job, but I'll tell you, when conference attendees are not in sessions or they're not networking with their colleagues outside of the conference, they're going to have an amazing city and adventure to experience. Even after Katrina, what we've seen is that reports back from visitors say that New Orleans still stands as one of the most walkable cities in the U.S., that it's certainly the most authentic city. And we're also getting reports that even with everything that's gone through, people find New Orleans still intoxicatingly romantic and charming a city to visit.
And, of course, one of the highlights that I hear conference people talking about a lot is the informal dine-arounds that take place. I think, in fact, for this conference, it'll be on the Tuesday. I know you've touched on restaurants earlier on, but thinking about the informality of that, there's an awful lot of choice people can have for that kind of socializing, right, around New Orleans, around the city center.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, dine-around is always one of my favorite parts of any IABC conference, because not only because I'm a person that really marches on his stomach and that I live for my next meal, but also because the way IABC has set up those dine-arounds, you suddenly have a local host that's handpicking a restaurant and telling you that this is where I like to go and these are the dishes I like to have. So you get a chance to see a little bit more of whatever city we're in. You also get a chance to mingle with locals and see a part of the city that you might not have seen if you were traveling here on your own or for a different type of business trip. So the quality and variety of restaurants that are on the Dine Around are exciting. In fact, the local chapter, there's been a lot of buzz and emails going around about who's hosting what and what restaurants. And so we're particularly excited about showing off the city for the Dine Around. This is actually the third international conference in New Orleans that I've had the good fortune of working on. The first one was 1988 or 89. I chaired the conference in 1999. And I'm thrilled to have IABC back here in 2007. And, you know, I do want to mention my thoughts on IABC selecting and choosing New Orleans for their conference site. I think that it is a real reflection of IABC and a true measure of its character. After the tragedies of Katrina and Rita and the devastation that followed, many conferences decided to pull out. But IABC really looked long and hard, made visits in, talked to a lot of people to make sure that they were making the right decision. But more than just a good experience for conference attendees, I think IBC's commitment to supporting New Orleans and the rebirth shows the true leadership and the character that I've known to be the spirit in the heart of IABC since my involvement from the beginning. And I think it's a wonderful show of leadership. It gives IABC members around the globe an opportunity to check in and not just see what they've seen on TV or read reports, but actually to get involved. I mentioned that they're going to have a chance to have a good time, but they're also making history. And in thinking about IABC's leadership on that front, I was really impressed with IABC putting together the program, the IABC and Habitat for Humanity project. That project is Friday, June 22nd, and Saturday, June 23rd. I know that a lot of people have already signed up, and there's a limited number of spaces. There are still some spaces available. But I think that's another indication of that leadership and the heart and the leadership of IABC that I find so impressive and so inspiring as a professional.
I agree with you. So finally, there's so much. The conference brochure contains a wealth of information. If you were to highlight one thing about the conference that you would like to bring attention to listeners to this podcast, people who are planning to attend and indeed who will be there, what would that be, John?
What I would say is the conference programs are outstanding. IABC does a great job of preparing a lineup and making it easy for people to find great content. Probably the biggest challenge in the conference offering is trying to decide which of these three that you're going to make and having to decide. I always find a couple buddies and say, please take notes in this, I'll take notes in that, and we'll switch afterward. But what I'd want to highlight is I'd challenge everyone to look for some professional development and networking outside of what the conference formal program offers. In other words, make sure that you're spending time meeting the people that are seated around you. Connect with them after a session or between sessions. I'll tell you, as much as I've learned at conference sessions at IABC, I've learned even more from my IABC colleagues that I'm able to connect with. The International Conference doesn't just provide a curriculum of great professional development. It also brings to life the real benefit of IABC. And that benefit are the members, your ability to reach out and connect with people that have solved the problems that you're struggling and your CEO is struggling with today. So my highlight would probably be certainly pay attention to the conference brochure, but don't miss the opportunity to really connect with the people that are gathered for the conference. Probably the last thing I'd offer is, in addition to the conference program and looking around the city, there's an opportunity to see even more. There's a great web resource called LouisianaTravel.com. LouisianaTravel.com is a great web resource to allow people to look at all the different cultural, outdoor, music, food offerings that the city and the region has to offer. It's put together by the State Office of the Lieutenant Governor, the Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism. It's just been upgraded. So I really recommend that people at least check in and get tempted about what they can do before or after the conference. And that's at LouisianaTravel.com.
You've been listening to ConferenceCast, the official podcast of the IABC International Conference. This year's conference 2007 takes place from June the 24th to the 27th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Keep up with all the chat, all the conversations at In Session, the official blog of the IABC International Conference at blogs.iabc.com/ic. For information about the conference itself, including the complete program schedule, visit www.iabc.com/ic. Thanks for listening.